Everybody step for we play go. You know what I'm referencing down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's so some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fucking with my money, yo, you don't want to hear it, bro. I understand that work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm a boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm referencing down and learn your lesson, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clacking, how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight with your jaws to me. See the heat is back up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grow. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's goody good, y'all? This is your grandma's kicker. You're tuning into BOE for the pages of the airwaves. And we're going to get you on the popping as BOE. Appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. This show's... Now, I want to start off with some news. I got news and I got sad news. But I'm going to start off with the sad news. Might as well just, you know, get it out the way. So, for those who are Texas Walker fans, the original Texas Walker Ranger, well, Trivette, the guy who played Trivette, passed away. Now, I saw it. What? Trivette passed away? And I'm looking, I'm like, what? I could find that article. I can find that because I do not know his name, to be honest. But I do want to share that he passed away. His last name is Gilliard. So I'm trying to see if I'm able to look it. Let me see. By his name, do a search. Let's Let me see here. Let me look at his name. So his name is Clarence Gilliard. His name is Clarence Darnell Jr. He passed away December 28th in Vegas. He's been living in Vegas. And I'll be watching the old reruns of Walk Up to Ninja. He was 66 years old. Let's see here. Let's see. I did not know until it just came on my news feed timeline. And it's Clarence Gilliard, Jr., an actor and academic known for roles in the series of Walker, Texas, Jr., Matlock, and films including Diamond and Top Gun, has been 66, the University of Las Vegas College Fine Arts Program, where Gilliard was a film and theater professor, but gave no cause of death. Gilliard's career spanned more than 30 years in film, television, and theater. His first role was as Sundown in his new Top Gun. And he later made a lasting impression in 1988's Die Hard as the wisecracking Peter the Wiz Baddie. On television, he also opposite Andy Griffith in legal drama Matlock, appearing in 85 episodes as private investigator Conrad McMaster. Then from 1993 to 2000, he starred as Jimmy Chivin and CBS's Walker, Texas Ranger. Gary was born in 1955 in Moses Lake, Washington, I think, right? And attended high school in California. He earned a BA in theater arts from California State University. Moved to acting career in the 70s. After Walker, Texas Ranger, Gary took a sabbatical from acting in MFA in performance and stuff. After this university, and joining UNLV College of Fine Arts. So let's just go out. I mean, may he rest in peace. And I will continue watching Friends. Walker, Texas Ranger. Where, yeah. And you know that we lost Ira. You know, she's the one that sings the theme. She sings that song, What a Feeling. That song, that's her. If you remember the movie Sparkle, she's in the movie Sparkle. She's the original Sparkle movie. It was her, Phillip Thomas. I can't remember the other two that play her sisters in the movie. Yep. So condolences go out to her family and friends and fans. She would truly be missed. And I think what feelings to Flashdance, and she did the theme to Flashdance. Yep. And the good news, I gotta pull it up. I'm about to pull it up right now. Okay, congratulations to Hakeem Jeffries. So this, I'm getting this on NBC News. I want to say congratulations to King James, because he will be replacing Nancy Pelosi. Hakeem Jeffries, to expect from a man who replaced Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker. If I'm not mistaken, says there's unquestionably a generational shift place in the top echelon of the Democratic Party. I'll go House of the Speaker Nancy Pelosi, second in command, Steny Hoyer, 83, who were more or less in charge of the caucus for almost 20 years. 30-year junior, New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries has been not so much elected as effortlessly appointed to Ms. Pelosi, facing no competition whatsoever, receiving the unanimous support and effusive blessing of the outgoing leadership. Mr. Jeffries is the first African American to hold such a high-ranking position in Congress. And with the commitments of Catherine Clark of Massachusetts and Pete Aguilar of California, in the next two leadership, the Democratic top table will be devoid of white men for the first time in any party's history, Congress. Congratulations, Hakeem Jeffries. Thank you. Woo! I know them Republicans upset. Yep, another Republican upset, and he's in that position. But we ain't. The Black King, we happy for him. Once again, congratulations to Hakeem Jeff. Okay, let's see. In other news, I did not know. Okay. Something good, and this is who I think it is. It says Apple Be Real iPhone App of the Year. At the end of each calendar, Apple selects a host of apps and relatively new social media network that app users share photos every day, snag the top spot for iPhones. Oh, okay. How would I thought it was? I thought Be Real from Cypress Hill creating the app, and Apple recognized them. That's not what this is about, but sharing anyway. It says the venture-backed social media app that allows you to post one time photo per day, one app, iPhone app, designation on Tuesday. The technology company on a host of apps each year, focusing on the excellence in innovation, and technical achievement in app and game design. It says in categories like Mac App of the Year and Apple Watch App of the Year. Other winners include note-taking app, GoodNotes 5 for iPad App of the Year, and Genealogy App, Mac Family Tree for Mac App of the Year. This year, there were also a Cultural Impact Awardees, which are apps that make a lasting impact on people's lives and influence culture. Green Dot's home, which in its app form is a social justice-oriented single-player video game. Said that wrong, but that's nice to recognize the app people who created apps for the iPhone and stuff like that. We'll get to some news. And this is why Sanders has not seen following the Wisconsin men's basketball game. It says University of Wisconsin basketball fans will ask what act to stay inside the cold center as precaution after the game and night, according to Madison. They responded, the suspect from shooting at the Capitol Square on Tuesday was found in the area of the 500 block of the street. Not far from the center, officials issued a shelter place warning for 14,435 in attendance until police could search the area. Officers checked the area and verified the information was a false sighting. The shelter in place status was lifted by UWPD. Towards the end of the Badger men's basketball game, City of Madison, out of an abundance of caution, asked UW officials to request that fans remain inside. The closer that dealt with the situation outside, UW officials said in a release by 10 p.m., fans were notified that they could exit the call center thanks to an increased police presence outside the building. Wow. So the shooter lose, and they got tipped in the area where he was being held. And I'm glad that the police was on their feet and said, let's keep the people inside just in case. It is true that the shooter that is the shooters in the area, right? We don't want more people to die. So that was okay. Now this one, get a kick out of this. I'm going to load. It says, Shia charged Barkley $5,000. He couldn't ride a bike, and it was the lock of the night. Just like the night, the L.A. trailed Portland Trailblazers by 18 with over 30 minutes remaining in the third quarter and ended up knocking off. Ended up knocking up Portland 118-112. And night before that, Los Angeles Lakers led the Indiana Pacers by 17 points during the fourth quarter before losing on an Andrew Nebhard buzzer beater. But instead of placing bets, watching the winning might be fun. For example, last year on TNT's NBA, former NBA Super Shaquille O'Neal, Josh Barkley made a funny wager. Shaq bet $5,000 that Barkley couldn't ride a kid's bike. I've had more success on a child's bike, perhaps. Another chance against the same world. Shaq ended up with the lock of the night on the national television. You see how big Charles Barkley is to put him on a kid's bike to see if he can. That kid's back is not going to hold his weight. That kid is not going to hold Barkley's weight. I'm sure he tried, and it didn't work. And shotgun got him some. Shotgun got him 5K from Charles. Now, people saw that. I wish that bet was on like DraftKings or FanDuel. You know, if that bet was on DraftKings or FanDuel, you know, everybody would take a bet, but bet against Charles. You know how much money they have to cover for like a FanDuel or DraftKings bet? How many people, you guys think, at that moment, how many people are watching AT, right? And then you go, at that school, how many of them are playing that? You have to think like that. I don't even want to be because I already know she's going to bet. But I don't really in deep into the article. I already know Shaq won it. Because like I said, as big as Charles Barkley is, that bike is not going to hold him up. For me, a kid is not going to hold me up because I'm big too. When they put a limit, a weight limit on things, you need to heed to it. Like it says, up to 2,000 pounds, right? If the elevator, if you're a person, that's a person. I'm saying this level lived up to 1,000 pounds, but I'm just saying. Let's just say hypothetically there was a person that was over 2,000 pounds. He wouldn't be able to even fit in the elevator. But he was able to get into the elevator. His weight is more than the weight of the elevator. So his weight, because of his weight, he can break the cables of the elevator. And Charles Barkley weigh more than the bike. So him getting on that bike trying to ride it, his weight break the chain of the bike. You ain't think about that. Yep. So let me Yeah. I don't know I don't know what the odds would have been on it, because I'm not a better. Because, you know, a lot of people bet on the same thing, so they, whatever the amount is, the amount came up to, I'm sure people would have flipped that. Would have to split that. Me, I'm a type of person that I do not want to split anything. I ain't trying to split anything. And that is the truth. I don't even play the lotto. I remember a kid. Well, I wouldn't say, I'll say teenager rather. I won't say kid because you couldn't play a lotto as a kid. But where I used to live, we were allowed to play lotto. There were kids playing lotto and buying cigarettes for their parents. You know, you had to be a certain age to do all that. Yep. I played Lotto a few times. You know, people would hit the numbers. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to play the numbers. I'm going to play my birthday. And when I went to my birthday, you can't play your birthday. I can't play that. I can't play it. Because it was like, I forgot what they say, but I couldn't play that number. I don't know because people play that number, so it's out, meaning it can't be played. I'm like, I don't want to, like, y'all waste a dollar just to put some numbers that you went off of. Just every time you feel like you want to play the lotto or play the numbers, you take a dollar. Put it to the side. Because you can save a dollar and use something else. And I used to be mad. I used to be mad at my mom. And she would send me to play the lotto. But I asked her for money. She said she ain't got no money. How you as a parent, and I'm sure a lot of you have been through this, when your parents tell you they ain't got no money, But you to the store, either if it's your mom or your dad, they ain't got no money, but they send you to the store to buy this store. So back in the day, you can get away, even though you were supposed to, back in the day, you could get away with purchasing a pack of cigarettes because the owner of the store knew your parents, so it was, you know, it was okay. But when you're in a place with the owner on your parents, it's not happening. It's not happening. But for me, I used to ask my mother for money because I didn't have any money. And she was like, no, I don't have no money. But then she went to the store to play the bag on Lotto. She'd give me the Lotto card to find out, but she ain't have money. It don't make no sense. Parents, you gotta stop doing that to your kids. Telling your kids you don't have any money, but you send them to the store that you get you some cigarettes. Not cigarettes. They're not gonna send your kids to the store to play your lotto. You ain't got no money, but you telling them you ain't got no money. Or, I just send them to the store, the kids ask you, and you say, I ain't got no money, but you leave the house to go play your lotto with lotto tickets. But I thought you ain't had no money. Yep. That's, you know, that sucked. It really did suck. And then when I did get money from my parents, it wasn't much. That's why I'm glad when that candy wasn't that expensive when I grew up. As a kid, it wasn't that expensive. Your chips was a quarter. So if I wanted chips, I can get two bags of my favorite chips plus some candy. Because the candy truck used to sell penny candy. On every weekend, every truck that we parked, and they would sell the penny candy. You get the big blow gum. You get the Chinese gum. The lemon head. You had the Boston baked beans. The other one that was part of the is lemon head. It was another one. That's part of the Lemonhead family. And you can get all that for like money. So sometimes I would have like $5. So if I'm going to get some junk from the store, I, you know, chips for a quarter. So I'll get my chips. spend a dollar and get my chips. We have the chopsticks, have the big ones, the little ones, now ladies, the blow pops, the Tootsie Rolls. Yeah. We should walk over to the candy truck to get the penny candy. If I can go into the past, you can go into your past and bring one thing from your past into the present. If they say only one thing, then I would do the quarter chips. I would bring my quarter chips. And the reason why I say that is because to the store now, the chips for quarter chips are not a 50 cent chips. The 50 cent chips are not a 99 cent chips. And that's crazy. I was like, no, this chips is not 99 cents. And then the quarter chips is 50 cents. I'm like, what the hell? What the hell? But I think if I don't bring in the past into the front, it would be the prices. The prices of candies, the chips, and all that. That'd be the prices. Yep, for me, it would be the prices. Think about it, right? If you were a kid in the 50s, because I remember my mom telling me when they were kids, bread used to be like 10 cents. 10 cents for a loaf of bread. Do you know how many you can buy? If we brought the past into that part of the past into the present. Do you know how many loaves of bread you can buy? Because it was 10 cents. Yep. And I think the food prices being the way it is, Now, we don't want that. That's why I go back into the past and bring it into the past. It'd be the prices of what food and stuff was. I got the supermarkets and all that. Now, restaurant, if I could bring a restaurant from the past back into the bring it back from the past into the present. One of the restaurants that I liked that didn't last long, Jay Rogers. Trying to think another restaurant that's right here. But if I bring it from the past into the present, a Chinese restaurant where I used to be at Cogo Mountain, had good Chinese food. You could sit down and it was the only sit down Chinese restaurant in the area. Yep. You could sit down and get your favorite Chinese food. We Chinese food. But then we had a Chinese place where I lived at, but that one was better because you can go and you can sit down and sit down. They give you the noodles that they give you. They give you the soup. They give you those noodles with some duck sauce and it tastes so good. It tastes so good. The duck sauce and the fried noodles. I remember as a kid that me and my friends, we went over there, we sat down, we ate. And if you was looking for a spot, like, you're not a person who go out, but, you know, it's your birthday, you want to, you know, go out, that's the place. That would be the, like, if you want to stay local, that would be the place. Another restaurant, I think, is Jack in the Box. They still have Jack in the Box. Not, I would say, the tri-state area. But I know there's a one. When I went to need some wine, they had one where she lived. Yep. Yeah. I miss, you know, now, as they say, bring a person back from your past that's in your head, you can bring them. I don't know if I would want to. I think the person that I would want to bring back is my dad. But it depends on how far back in the past I can go. Because, you know, they might say, oh, you got to bring, if you're going to, it might give me a year to say, oh, you got to go back. It's 19, going to 1955 and bring back somebody from, like, somebody, you know, bring them back to the present. But when you think about it, stuff like that happens in TV shows, because TV shows, you can write stuff like that in a TV show and get away with it. Now, no. But if I could, I would go back. I think I would go back and bring my dad back. But then they say, when you bring, I would take a person from the past, and them as you're the present. And I don't want to do that. It would be nice, you know, to go in the past and bring my dad back to the future. If I can go, I want to go back to my mom and dad is. That's what, if I go back in time, I'm going back to when my dad were kids. I want to see how they met together. How my mom and dad met. It'd be like Back to the Future, how he was in the future, when he was in the past. And his mother trying to hit on him or something, like, I can't remember. So I've seen Back to the Future, but because he went back in the past, he made sure that his mom and dad meet for him to be able to come back to the present. But I'm just saying, I would love to go back into the past. I want to be invisible. I want to see my mom and dad. But I will be invisible so they can't see me. So this way, because I don't want them to see me and look at me and look for, like, I don't want somebody to say, oh, you look familiar. Where do I know you from? You know what I'm saying? Not realizing I'm a child. But if I go back to my past and it says one thing, what's one thing in your past you would change? See, when I was younger, I always said I wanted children. But I said I would never, but I always said I would never have it with someone I'm not in love with. You don't just have a baby with anybody. For all you women out there listening, you don't have a baby with anybody. Because there's some dudes, Vince, who can have his child, and then trying to say she tried to trap me. No, you told her to have a baby. Try to trap you when you told her to have the baby. That's the crazy thing, is like, someone would tell a girl, maybe a girl, tell her to have his baby, and she does, and then it's like he never asked all on her to raise a child by herself. Because guys, please make sure that your head is all right. Because a lot of these guys just want to, like how Tommy and Marnie said, they just want girls. And once they got what they want from you, they're gone. So be careful out there. Don't let these people doing things you ain't ready for. Like, I get it if you have sex with someone and you know, kind of brings by accident. I get that. Let me get out of this topic. Talk about something else. Let's see here. I'm not going down my lane no more. Wait a minute. Things kind of juicy here. It says TJ Holmes anniversary. Close to wife goes viral amid Amy Bach romance. So his co-worker got a romance on, but he's married. That don't sound right. I mean, I know this all too well, but I'm just saying, why would you have a, like, I get it. We're having ups and downs in our relationship. To the point we're thinking about divorcing, but we're setting that we're going to divorce. So we're still married to each other. And you're starting a new relationship with a coworker? And I'm sure this coworker knows he's married. Like, I wouldn't be mad at the woman, and she didn't know that he was married, cause but if she knew, that she can catch fade. It says, she's anniversary, the wife goes follow Amy Flash on Mania. See, just after the between Good Morning Co-hosts, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach came to light a two-year-old post from Holmes dedicated to his estranged wife has gone viral. Back in 2020, Holmes took part in the so-called calendar, which Facebook users would post on social media platform, a photo from a decade ago, and a the nostalgic post also called on users to open up about who they were then versus who they were at the posting. And the TV anchor gushed over being married to his wife, Roc Nation attorney Marley Fiebig, and how, despite IRS efforts, she being married to me the past 10 years. He added in part that that's not hypable. I'm not being dramatic. I gave her plenty of reasons and excuses because it was a walk her fine ass out the door. With her built-in black woman superpower, she showed a grace and patience that's incomprehensible. Holmes ended the post with, "This is Marley Fiebig Holmes, y'all, and I, TJ Holmes, do silence when I was her decade challenge." Holmes appeared tied the knot in 2010, but sources told ET they said before news of his and Robach became public. They welcomed their daughter named Sabine, S-A-B-I-E, in January 2013. But I'm saying, you for 10 years, but with your we getting divorced and you start a relationship with your co-worker? And we were, see this, back in 2012, Holmes, a beauty correspondent at the time, about his successful marriage, saying there are no secrets to a happy family. He also advised other Americans to do the right thing, treat each other well, and respect each other. He was previously married to Amy Carson, with whom he shared his daughter Brianna and his son Jaden. They divorced in 2007. Holmes and Robach's role became public after PDF photos of them surfaced in the Daily Mail. In one set of photos of all these snaps on November 6th, the two were spotted in New York City bar sitting next to each other while having drinks. In one picture, Robach carefully puts her head on the bar as Holmes leans over her, singing her in her ear. I saw Times Square Station. The pair follow each other and get into the same black SUV. The outlet was obtained from fully taken on November 13th, and loading up a car. Allegedly following we can get in upstate New York. And the photo who wears black sweatsuit is seen with his hand over box as bags in the trunk of a car. Another image shows the pair back in New York City holding hands while inside of the vehicle. Like, who is all these pictures? So back in the day, we had paparazzi and they would follow celebrities everywhere they went. Saw a celebrity out the celebrity, and they would take pictures, take it back to their editor, and give them the story where they saw them at, and then front page news. I remember the National Choir used to get in trouble a lot because of their paparazzi. Yep. Like, I'm a celebrity. You want to take a look at me? You got to follow me. Like, switch and go. You ain't got to follow. To me, that's sad. Yep, to me, that's sad. We're going to take a musical break, and then we're going to finish off the show. Let's see, let's do this.
Bye.
All right, so we're about. Now, them turned out by the Whispers. I'll say congratulations to the Whispers because they're receiving an achievement from Soul Tracks. And the Soul Tracks Readers Awards, they are getting the Lifetime Achievement Awards. Congratulations to them. Yep, I've seen the Whispers encounter twice and they give a good show. If you haven't seen the Whispers encounter, you need to do so. You are going to be a great show. Let's see. What else do I want to share with y'all? So here's industry news. It says, Candy Burris confirmed Tasha Scott's style on Escape Tour after securing solo deal. Here's a continues to thicken surrounding a three-member tour and why Tasha Scott has admitted. Apparently, David Ruffin ain't got nothing on Tasha Scott. While Tasha initially claimed she opted out of touring with her group, members to avoid working with a promoter who allegedly threatened her husband. Candy Burris is confirming that Tasha dropped out after securing a solo deal. Recently responded to one fan on Instagram who seemingly expressed Natasha's initial claim about her group members supporting her by continuing to work with the promoter she took issue with. But instead of letting the rumors spread, Candy Clare responded to the fan with the real reason Natasha isn't joining the tour. I really hate that you believe that Candy wrote in a comment, captured by its only limit. Okay, it says, she got a solo deal back in the summer and started saying she wasn't available. So, you'll see when the TV show. Scott's comments and made before confirmed Tasha's upcoming gospel album being released in early 2023. This has been reported according to Tasha's solo album doesn't mean she's leaving. Scott reports that has his special work with him. Despite the apparent rift between him and the members, Candy previously called Tasha for wearing a different outfit for the Soul Train was a red card. Ava Tasha tried to claim that she didn't get the memo. Candy hopped in her comments and said she chose to work with a different stylist. Elsewhere, fans can help but know the division between the ladies took the stage. There's the division when the ladies took the stage to start maybe a solo war. Oh, this was nasty. One of the ladies tweeted along with the video clip. Tanya knew she was wrong, but you don't like her. In that moment, play it off. As someone else's training comes in, that she never continues to simply be tuned in when Escape Reality is on control. That's why she got a solo deal for most of the gospel. But you know, watching other people talk about it, someone said that she would have beef with her sister. Like, yep. Sorry for the sound, y'all. I'm sorry. Y'all need to get it. I'm motivate this. Y'all need to get it together. Because Escape is a four-person group, and without the four, you know, it won't be as good without the fourth person. But now, as the promoter, my mind is a little foggy right now. I don't know why, but it is. You know what? I'm going to end the show early. I cannot, for some reason, my eyes are tired. I'm not, I can't focus. So I appreciate you as always with your girl, and we'll just start a video with your girl. I'm going to keep giving you great programming. Yeah, program suggestions. You gave me up at rotastarling2010@gmail.com. Or, no, my friends, just hit me up at rotastarling.net. Your message, I will read it and respond back, and that was also busy. 21st of December is the announcement of the artist and the Super Bowl. Plus 347-202-318. That's 347-202-318. And missing the Bible, you guys are going to go to boxofwitty.com /road to stardom. See, I can't even finish what I was saying. My eyes are telling me to shut it down or get in your bed and leave the studio in your bed and go to sleep. Like I always say, appreciate you. What you got about the radio. Peace, one love, everybody. Bye-bye.